Oh, God.
Okay, one of the great moves you should ask yourself, which is like almost guaranteed to strike at the heart of a major sugya, would be, if you were the Rambam classifying this halacha, what sefer would you put it in? Because that really captures the essence. How would you classify it? How would you categorize it? Where would you put it? So let's just talk about a quick sugya in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Dalet on the base. The Gemara there has a din that when a person call a kar kriyashma below tefillin is kilu made ed sheker basma. Anyone who says kriyashma, pardon me, without their tefillin on, it's as if they testified kilu made ed sheker basma. They were made ed sheker basma. Interestingly enough, Rashi on the spot says, what does it mean, Meir Edith Sheker Ba'atmo? Rashi says, Lishna Malia. Russian talking to her, what's that mean? I thought Rashi was suggesting an unbelievable Kiddush. You're not really Meir Edith Sheker Ba'atmo. What does Atmo mean? Anakadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who reads Kriyas Shema without tefillin is made Eidus Sheker Anakadosh Baruch Hu. So what the heck does that mean? So if I didn't want to really figure out what the din was all about just because of looking at it, now I'm stuck as an informational question. So now I got a kasha. What's going on with Rashi? What does it mean? You're testifying falsely against Kriyas Shema Baruch Hu? How does that work? So the real question boils down to, what is the value of saying Kriyas Shema without tefillin on, and why is it something incorrect? What are you lacking if you take your tefillin off for a Kriyat Shema, or don't put them on for a Kriyat Shema? What's the connection between the two? So the simple pshat is what the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah suggests. They write that it's hypocrisy. It's essentially two-faced. You're saying the words, Ukshartem lo sayadecha, vayul tzotofos beinenecha. You're uttering the obligation, the command to wear tefillin. You're not wearing tefillin. You're saying, I listen to God. God says, wear tefillin. You yourself aren't wearing tefillin. That's Meir Edus Sheker Ba'atmo. You're testifying falsely against yourself. You're saying you value it, and yourself are expressing a lack of value. You're Meir Edus Sheker Ba'atmo. After all, it's real Edus because the Ayin and the Dalid of Shema, etc., etc. And that makes a lot of sense. But what's surprising is that the Rambam, if you were, and therefore, let's take a step back, if you were the Rabbeinu Yonah, where would you place this halacha in Hilchas? I would have said Kriyat Shema, because it's about saying Kriyat Shema with integrity, about saying Kriyat Shema with honesty. It's about saying Kriyat Shema and not lying about it. However, interestingly enough, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin Perek Dalet Halacha Beis quotes this din of Kol Kori Kriyat Shema below Tefillin Kilu Meid Edus Sheker, and he puts in Hilchas Tefillin opposed to Hilchas Kriyat Shema. And right away, one may ask, if the Rambam was classifying and categorizing conceptually, which we believe he was, claims to have done, pretty much almost anyone would have done, but at least him, certainly him. One should ask, L'chora, according to the Rambam, there must be a different understanding, because it seems to be, as the Briskers would call it, not a din in Kriyat Shema, but a din in Tefillin. Rabbi Ganak has this written up in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim. I don't remember if he quotes the Rav or not, but he certainly has this written up in Sefer Gan Shoshanim. Rabbi Ganak is the Chash of Rav. He does kashrus for the OU, he teaches at YU. I think he's got a shul, perhaps in Englewood, if I'm not mistaken. In any event, L'chor, you have a great night, and there are a couple of nafkaminas to this question. Is saying Kriyat Shema tefillin on, is it a din in tefillin, is it a din in Kriyat Shema? One nafkamina would be tzitzis. In other words, if it was halach in Kriyat Shema, just like you shouldn't say Kriyat Shema without tefillin because it'd be testifying falsely, so too you shouldn't say Kriyat Shema without tzitzis. But if it's a unique din in tefillin, like the Rambam seems to present for us, well then perhaps it would be limited to tefillin and tefillin alone. Does anyone talk about this? So the Zohar, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, writes that one should wear tzitzis as well. One should not say Kriyat Shema without tzitzis on. And Lachor, according to the Rambam, the question doesn't get off the ground. Similarly, another potential nafkamina would be a fascinating machlokas in Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Soloveitchik regarding Tisha B'Av. There's a minhag on Tisha B'Av to say Kriyat Shema by Mincha time. Usually we don't say Kriyat Shema, we say Ashrei, we say Shemon Esrei, we say Tachnun, and then we say Aleinu. We don't say Kriyat Shema by Mincha, But there is such a minhag. The Mishnah Berurah comes out very against it. The Mishnah Berurah thinks it's a mistake in minhag. There should be no such minhag. Stam, that's an extra lima Torah. What are you trying? What kind of minhag is this? It makes no sense. While the Rav suggested, I think it was connected with the Rav earlier on. Here's the Rav Lashita. So it makes a lot of sense if you hold like the Rambam. Why? Because Tish above morning, we don't put on tefillin because there's a very intensified level of avelus. But after Chatzos on Tish above, we do put on tefillin. So now, if the din of saying Kriyat Shema with your tefillin is halach in Kriyat Shema, when did you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in the morning? There's no reason to say Kriyat Shema again later on. However, the goal of this din over here of Kriyat Shema with tefillin is that when you're wearing your tefillin, you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema. Then when is the most appropriate time to say Kriyat Shema? Again, by mincha, when you are wearing a tefillin. And perhaps Rabbi Soloveitchik goes l'shitaso, because he's the one who is masber, he was the one who made this deal in the Rambam. Therefore, l'chor, we have a major machlokes. Where would this din go? Would it go in Hilchas Tefillin or Hilchas Kriyat Shema? And that's really the machlokes of the Rambam versus Rabbi Yonah. Just to shed a little more light into this, because it's not really so clear, what exactly does it mean, it's a din in tefillin? The din in Kriyat Shema is very clear. The goal is not to be made a shaker pasuk. The goal is not to testify falsely. Why is there a value of wearing, while you're wearing tefillin to say Kriyat Shema? Who cares when you say Kriyat Shema? Why not just put on tefillin? Who says Kriyat Shema enhances the tefillin? How does that happen? And if you don't do it, it's made a shaker pasuk. What does that mean? So Soloveitchik developed further. Soloveitchik said, interestingly enough, when you're done making the bracha for tefillin shel rosh, Ashkenazim, who followed the Ramah, make two brachas on tefillin. You make a laniach tefillin on the tefillin shel yad. You make an al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh. When we're done making our bracha on tefillin shel rosh, what do we say? Rosh em gevoy malach shel yolam vay. So the obvious question is what? Why do we do that? So the Mishnah Berurah gives a very standard baal bashe b'shat, which is suffik brachos. We don't know really if there should be a bracha or not a bracha. So therefore, what do? We say a bracha, but rosh em gevoy malach shel yolam vay. Because in general, the rule is, after you make a bracha levatala, you say, baruch shem kivod malach v'ilam ven. So here you're kind of hedging your bets. It's kind of like you're playing the odds. If it's a good bracha, great. If it's not a good bracha, so at least I said, baruch shem kivod malach v'ilam ven. That's pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, let's go down. Let's slow down for a second. Really? Is that what we do by suffik brachos? What's the standard rule by suffik brachos? Suffik brachos akula. So maybe there's not a suffik bracha. Rather, you're supposed to say a bracha, but there's many, many situations in life where there's a machlokas rishonim, and we paskin to make a bracha, and it's unprecedented to follow it up with baruch shem kavod malach v'ilam ve'ed. For example, the women lift up a lulav on sukkis, if they want to, they're not chayv, it's mitzvah seseh shas magram. But if they want to make a bracha, can they? Machlokas rishonim, Ashkenazim, yes, Sfardim, no, the Beit Natan, the Ramah, yes, and the Rambam, paskin by the Machaber, no. Ashkenazim don't put it on and then say baruch shem, women don't. So I lift it up and then say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malach V'ilam Ve'ed. Not Shaykh. We paskin, you make a bracha, game over. We paskin, and that's the end of the story. So the Mishnah Berurah can get out of it and say, Manish Tana, this bracha from all the other situations. And Lachara, the Mishnah Berurah can suggest, you know, this is more of a psaka, more of a suffix. It's kind of in betwixt and in between. It's not a real suffix because we do make the bracha. It's not a real psaka. It's a bracha, something in between like that. Soloveitchik said something very original. Soloveitchik said, every time you're done with the mitzvah of Kabbalah Salmachut Shemaim, you know what you say? Baruch Shem Kivah Machzal Yolam Vayim. It's not because it's a suffik bracha, it's because you just finished putting on your tefillin. And tefillin and Kriyat Shema are the only two examples of a real Kabbalah Salmachut Shemaim, an intensified Kabbalah Salmachut Shemaim, and therefore we say, after both of them, Baruch Shem Kivah Machzal Yolam Vayim. It suggests the Rav that perhaps this din of tefillin has a kiyum of Kabbalah from Machlut Shemayim. Just on a methodological note, this Machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah versus Rabbi Soloveitchik, really boils down to an interesting shaila. Where is, anytime you have a unique situation of Baruch Shem, or of any halacha, this example is Baruch Shem from Machlut Shemayim, is it borrowed from the right or from the left? Is it borrowed from Din X or Din Y? Is the tefillin more similar to the Baruch Shem Kavod Machlut Shemayim by Kriyat Shema or to the ones after all other brachos? In any event, L'chora, this machlokas, the Rav in the Mishnah Berurah, is nachal l'shitasa. Because according to the Mishnah Berurah, who rejected the minhag on Tisha B'Av, he doesn't hold it as part of the Rambam. He doesn't think it's true. He doesn't paskin by it. He doesn't think the diuk is correct. There's no such thing as this being a din in tefillin. It's a din in Kriyat Shema, period. That's why Paskin's like the Zohar, who says there's a din of Meidei the Sheker by Tzitzis. And that's why he rejects the Meidei by Tisha B'Av. And here's the third example. He doesn't say this is part of the Rav. He says it's a Safek Bracha Shaila. However, the Rav, Lishitasam, against it, says, according to the Rambam, makes the Diyuk in the Rambam. Why? The Rambam puts in Hilchot Tefillin. And that's why the Rambam, that's why there's such a minhag on Tisha B'Av saying Kriyat Shema. And lastly, that's why I say after Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim. If that's correct, perhaps you can go back and answer the original Rashi. According to Rashi, we had said anyone who's called a Kari Kriyat Shema below Tefillin is made Eid Sheker Ba'atma. What do you mean made Eid Sheker Ba'atma? Says Rashi, you're being made Eid Sheker Klape Shemayim against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rashi had said. So perhaps one can take it one step further. I don't think the Rav said this, my own addition, but I think it's correct to explain this Rashi. L'chora, what Rashi had in mind was along the lines of the Rambam, that it's a din in tefillin, that the saying Shema enhances the tefillin and makes it better. It's the ultimate Kabbalah Sal Malchut Shemayim. You know what happens? If you only do a 90% Kabbalah Sal Malchut Shemayim, you know what you're really doing? Testifying falsely against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you can testify as best as you can against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you can do 100%, and you only give him 90% of the Kabbalah Sal Malchut Shemayim that he deserves, then you're being made the Sheker Al Atma Lishna Mal, you're referring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And perhaps Rashi holds like the Rambam against the Rabbeinu Yonah. And again, the Chakira boils down to where would I geographically place this halacha? In Hilchas Tefillin or Hilchas Kriyat Shema? 1, 2, 1.
Who's the saying of saying Kriyat Shema when you went to fit in on Mitzvot Tisha?
I'm sorry?
When you say Kriyat Shema by Mitzvot Tisha, and you're putting on tefillin, that's not put either way, because it could be a problem with Kriyat Shema. You need to say Kriyat Shema again when you're your tefillin.
No, because you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema 2 in the afternoon. In other words, it's not stomp saying a Kriyat Shema, it's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema that we're trying to enhance.
So why don't Sfarim say Rosh Hashanah?
Either because they hold the Mishnah Berurah, there's only one bracha. Or they disagree with the Rav's part in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention Brosh. I don't know where that middle came from. The Rambam quotes it. I don't know. Haril, I forgot exactly who quotes it from. I don't remember. But someone. Next, Sugya.
The Minhag of saying Brosh and Kibur?
After it's filling Shal Rosh. Spartans don't do that. They make one Brosh, they don't say any Brosh.
Yeah, with the Yerach Jochan says that we say it because we're trying to restore the couple that we. If we gave a Savik Brava, and we're afraid that we were Mavaz and Shem Hashem, so we say Brosh and God raise it back up.
Along the lines of the Mishnah Berurah, same idea. The Rav said it's the original suggestion. Right, wrong, that's a no, but original. Next. Shnaya Mikra V'echa Targum. They call Shmos. Shnaya Mikra V'echa Targum. There's an interesting machlokas as to whether or not Shnaya Mikra V'echa Targum is Shaykh to Yontif. The Trumas Hadeshin and Tshuva Chaf Gimel quotes a machlokas. On one, and you have the Hagot Maimonios, quoting Rabbeinu Simcha, which is also the Shulchan Aruch, which is no, and that's how you pass it. We don't have any Shnaya Mikra on Yontif. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel, found in the Trumas Hadeshin, says yes. And the question one could ask is, what's behind this machloka? And I'd like to suggest it really boils down to our Shaila as well. Yeah, what do you think?
It's whether it's for being mashed in the parshas with the Tzibur, or whether it's for finishing the Torah.
Those sound pretty similar.
Whether it's for finishing the Torah once a year, or whether it's for being able to do the waiting.
Something like that, yeah. That's the first level of breakdown. Is it along with the Kriyas HaTorah? Is it a din in Kriyas HaTorah? Or is it a din in Talmud Torah? Where would I put this? In Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Hilchas Talmud Torah, assuming those categories exist. L'chorah, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, yes, because it's a halach in Kriyas HaTorah, just like on Yontif it's Kriyas HaTorah, just like on Shabbos on Yontif too. Interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah writes, Afal pi, you heard the Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, still you chayev shnai mikav yecha targum. Sounds like there's a half meaning of that what? That you wouldn't be. Afal pi, you went to shul and heard the Kriyas HaTorah, still you chayev shnai mikav yecha targum. It sounds like it's a miniature bite-sized Kriyas HaTorah. And not only is that an unbelievable half meaning of the Rambam, it's the Shitas HaRavan. The Ravan writes, if you go to shul Shabbos morning, you don't have shnai mikra, because shnai mikra is only for people who missed the Torah reading. Why? It's a tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah. It's clearly a din in Kriyas HaTorah, according to that shita of the Ravan.
Ravan or Ravad?
Resh Nun. Resh Aleph Beis Nun. terms of explaining where this comes from, it's a machlok, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Levush. We have a great, 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 great grandson in the Levush here. 22 generations, is that right? We told that earlier on in the year. The Levush writes, the goal is to make someone a Baki in Torah, to make someone an expert in Talmud Torah. Sounds like it's in the Talmud Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, Moshe instituted it, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it, with Kriyas HaTorah. B'chor, it's not exactly our Shabbat. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says, when it introduces Shnei Mekaviyach HaTorah, the Gemara Brach HaDav Ches, says that one has to do Shnei Mekaviyach HaTorah, good, Afilu Ateres V'dibon, even those, that Pasuk of Ateres V'dibon, a bunch of, if it was a Teres B'dibon, the Pasuk of a Teres B'dibon. So Rashi in Brachos and Dav Ches Mabeis says, the Hav mean is that since there's no Targum, there's no Kriya on this. Maskan is you have to read it three times. The point, I think, is that according to Rashi's Hav means assume that it's in the nature of Kriya Satorah. And the Rambam Tak agrees with Rashi, which would be Lashitasim. And the point is you read it three times, because if there's no Targum, you would have thought there's no Kriya, because there's no Targum, if the goal, you do the Psalkim three times to accomplish that well. The second Shita, Tosfos, disagrees and says the Havmina was that you have to find a Targum with insight, for example, a Targum Yerushalmi. Kamash Malan, no. Why does Tosfos looking for a Targum with insight? Why is Tosfos the insight guy? The answer is because the goal is not one of Kriyas HaTorah, it's one of Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah requires insight. That's the machlokas. Again, the machlokas is within the havamina, but I think, again, I'm not sure the maskan is true, but at least you see the difference in the havamina. Next. Tosfos wants to know, what happens if you read the Targum in a foreign language? Let's say it's not Targum, but let's say it's just the Arya Kaplan translation, or the Art Scroll translation, or any one of these translations. So Tosfos quotes the machlokas, and machlokas 2 days, and Tosfos and Mesachus Brach, Snapchas Medahal. One sheet says yes, and one sheet says no. Now, if I were on my own, how would I explain this machlokas? I would have said the sheet that says yes is because the whole goal is what? Talmud Torah. And you know when the best language to learn Torah is in? The one you understand. The other day, if I was not looking at the Tosos carefully, I would have said, and it's not only Tosos on Daf Ches, it's the sheet of the Gaonim quoted by the Beis Yosef as well, in Simin, Reish, Pei, Hei, that's where all these things are, the Achashokh, and Levush, whatnot. That no, it has to be Dafka by the Targum. And the Beis Yosef has an incredible Shita. He says, based upon the Gemara Megillah and Daf Gimel, that since the Targum was given at Har Sinai, we have to read it specifically in Targum. Sounds like it's a din in Kriyas Torah, whatever was given then. However, if you look at Tosfos himself, he has a different agenda. He says, no, that's not the reason why it has to be in Targum. Rather, it's because there are certain insights that Unkelus gives that other people don't give. And even though he holds it has to be Dafka in Targum Unkelus, seemingly, again, it's a Talmud Torah din. If I had to break it up differently, I would say Tosfos in Maseches Brachos on Daf Ches, who says you can read it in any other language, makes two assumptions. A, the goal is Talmud Torah, and B, therefore you can read it in any other language. You could disagree in one of those two. You could say the goal is not the goal in Talmud Torah, but rather a goal in Kriyas HaTorah, in which case it has to be Dafka the way it was given at Har Sinai, like the Gemara Megillah says, Beis Yosef Shita. Alternatively, you could say, no, Enachinam, the goal is a goal of Talmud Torah, and then the Machlokas would be Afapi, they both agree it enhances the Talmud Torah, still is a machlokas whether or not Hebrew is necessary or not. One last machlokas in a second. How do you do this? So there's all sorts of different shitas. There's a shita quoted by the Magen Avraham, also in Reish Pehei Sifkat Aleph. He says you have to read the entire parsha, then the entire parsha, then the Targum. Some say, no, you read up into a parsha or up into a stuma until there's like a break, and then you read the Targum. And others say, that seems to be more of like a Kriyas HaTorah type of din. And others say, no, better do a Pasuk by Pasuk by Pasuk by Pasuk, which sounds like more of a Talmud Torah din, because you have to understand one Pasuk at a time. In any event, that takes us to the end of, Shnei Mekaviyach HaTorah. Let's take around the questions, and we'll get to the third sugya. Yeah? How do you Pasuk for the translation? I think most Poskim, Paskin, either you should hear Targum or Rashi. The standard practice by to do Rashi. Is there, let's say you're mamish learning with Hasma the Rabbah and you feel what you're doing is critical and there's no time to do Rashi and you're going to end up being lax and why not? Maybe you could rely upon some type of English translation. I have relied upon it in years, but since I spoke to more poskim later on, what's it called? I have shied away from it and I kind of returned to Rashi. I think that probably makes the most sense. Okay, that's the list over here. I imagine. And the real answer is you should do Rashi. You should make more time. And if it means Bittul Torah, so it should be Bittul Torah. If davening Shachris is Bittul Torah and davening Mincha is Bittul Torah and learning Schneimaker is Bittul Torah, so Baruch Hashem, we violate a lot of Bittul Torah. Okay, you should probably do it with Rashi. If you're in a situation where you're not going to do it with Rashi, I would say then and only then should you rely on the Tzatzer. It's you. If you're here.
What?
Right there. A little bit, no?
Yeah.
I bought myself an iced tea and they have in the inside of the iced tea bottles like pictures of soccer players. Super gold cards. My son collects them and smacks the floor and does all sorts of things. And yeah. Anyhow, Lou. Sorry about that. looks like a little bit, no? All right. Anyhow, Viter. I figure I fly through material here. I should at least have a little bit of time for comical relief. Kriyas HaTorah on Simchas Torah. What's the Kriyas HaTorah on Simchas Torah? Anyone know? Where does that come from? What's the reason why? So the standard suggestion is that we have to finish the Torah. We've read everything until now. Now it's time to read. And who says that? The Ran in Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Mem Aleph. The Ran writes it in his Chidush HaRan, not in the Ran in the Daf Erev. In the Chidush HaRan, it's a separate tip called the Chidush HaRan. And in it, that's the suggestion the Ran makes. However, the Avudraham has an alternative suggestion. And before I even offer a suggestion, why is it a little bit unusual? Why would anyone look for an alternative suggestion? Isn't it Pasha? That's the reason why. What's it? What? It's a Yontif opposed to Shabbos. In other words, every other Pasha in the entire Torah we read on Shabbos, here's the only Priyas HaTorah Pasha that we read on Yontif. Perhaps, and let's just sharpen the point, what do we usually do? What type of Priyas HaTorah do we usually look for on Yontif? Something apropos, or what's called in Yana Dioma, something that's in Yana Dioma for the day. Perhaps one can even suggest this is in Yana Dioma. And that's what the Avudraham suggests. He says, we read, if you open up a Sefer Malachim, the eighth day after the Beit HaMikdash was erected, Shlomo blesses the nation, and that reflects, who else blessed the nation? Moshe Rabbeinu Mevuzos HaBracha. Perhaps it's an Inyan of the Yoma type of thing. Perhaps the eighth day of Sukkot, as Sefer Malachim says, the eighth day of Sukkot, Shlomo blessed the nation. So do we also do that in Vizos HaBracha? Lamai Nafkamina. What's the difference? You're reading Vizos HaBracha anyway. So there's a fascinating machlokas with the Haftorah is. One shita says it's Vayamod Shlomo. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph about Shlomo blessing the nation on the eighth day of Sukkot. While Tosfos in Masechet Megillah, right over there, and Daf Lamed Aleph says, quotes the Shita of Rav Haigon. And Rav Haigon said, no, that's not the correct practice. The correct minhag, the correct haftorah, is to read from Sefer Yoshua. What might that machlokas depend upon? The beginning, Perek Aleph. What's that machlokas? Yeah, if it's a goal about Vayamod Shlomo and in Yonah Diyoma, so it makes sense to read in the haftorah the exact same thing. However, if it's you just finished the Torah, then what's the next half Torah to read? Beginning of Yeshua, as if to say, to continue, glat.
That's the best one ever.
Glat.
Ever.
That's how you get a geshmak out of that. Now, the truth is, just a small little shtickle vart. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't hear that your vart's not as nice. But in Chutz Laretz, what do we do on the eighth day? What do we do on the ninth day? The eighth day we read, Vayamod Shlomo blessing the nation. Because that's the eighth day. The ninth day when we have Simchas Torah, we finish the Torah. What do we do? Yoshua. Let me explain the minhag of what we do in Chutzlach. And again, the question is, where would you place this din? Would you place it in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah or Hilchas Yontif? Again, you may place it in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, because that's where, but conceptually is my question, not technically. Avos Sayad Khan.